The four North Carolina Democrats seeking their party's nomination for U.S. Senate squared off last night. It was their first and likely only debate before the primary election next month. As Jorge Valencia reports, the half-hour appearance on WRAL-TV has been the biggest exposure the candidates have gotten in front of voters.
Host David Crabtree introduced the candidates in alphabetical order. Kevin Griffin lives in Durham, and he owns a staffing company that operates in the Triad and the Triangle.
This is Griffin's first run for elected office.
Ernest Reeves is a retired U.S. Army officer and a small business owner. He lives in Greenville.
Reeves has never held elective office.
Chris Ray is a major in the National Guard. He also runs a healthcare nonprofit.
Chris Ray is serving his third term as the mayor of Spring Lake in Cumberland County.
And Deborah Ross was most recently an attorney for the Go Triangle Transportation System. She used to be the state director for the American Civil Liberties Union.
Deborah Ross spent 10 years representing Wake County in the State House of Representatives.
Having dispensed with the introductions, the moderator laid out some rules. Answers should be no longer than a minute. He might ask follow-up questions.
And we want this to be more of a conversation than campaign rhetoric.
But there wasn't much time for rhetoric or discussion either. The candidates disagreed on only one issue, immigration. The first two, Griffin and Reeves, didn't directly support a pathway to citizenship for people living here without papers. But Ray and Ross favored that idea. Ross said she would have voted for a bipartisan bill that was defeated 2 years ago.
That offered a pathway to citizenship for people who had certain background checks, paid their taxes, and followed strict guidelines. That bill also would have secured our borders and reunified families.
Likewise, all four Democrats say they would maintain the Affordable Care Act.
I signed up through it myself. I'm very happy with my plan.
Kevin Griffin did offer one tweak to Obamacare.
But as a small business owner, I can say that the plans are onerous, so we need to clean them up, streamline them so that more employers can easily adopt them.
When the moderator offered a question about firearms and mental health, the four hopefuls again generally agreed.
Mental health, there is a mental health crisis in our nation.
Chris Ray offered his experience running a nonprofit that coordinates care for people in Cumberland County who don't have health insurance. He says he would be a champion for mental health issues he has seen firsthand.
To also work with our individuals, with our state leaders at the state level, to make sure that they are addressing the issues.
And the most obvious agreement came with a question about the incumbent, Republican Richard Burr. The Democrats had few good things to say about him. Ernest Reeves was the most harsh.
Mr. Burr is bad for America. He's bad for North Carolina. He's bad for minorities. He's a 90% Republican stamp. He's a rubber stamp.
Do you think you would not vote with your party 90% of the time?
Definitely not. I would vote for the people.
The one interaction between candidates came during closing remarks. Griffin had a critique about Ross, who is perhaps the best-known Democrat seeking the nomination.
Ms. Ross has 240 unanswered comments on her Facebook page. She's not representing the people. She's not working with the people.
Ross replied that she's spoken to thousands of voters, just not on the internet.
I have crisscrossed this state talking to voters in their hometowns, but also on the phone.
Whomever wins the nomination on March 15 may have a tougher fight to come. Incumbent Senator Richard Burr is seeking his third term, though he does face three Republican rivals. And in the general election, the Democratic and GOP nominees may have to contend with higher-profile presidential and gubernatorial races. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.